Great to be back, family. Next 2 hours, the Big Juice and I have got you covered. We'll touch on everything from the Aussies' big 10-wicket win in the cricket. We'll talk basketball. The Boomers back in town for the first time in a decade out at Titanium Security Arena tonight. Of course, Duck Club. It's an institution on a Monday. And boy, have we got some big names again to get across there. And the Crows take a father-son. And we'll catch up with a man who played over 300 games for the Adelaide Crows, Tyson Edwards. Talk about the drafting of his young son, Jackson, as I welcome the one, the only. Oh, I just look across the room and I get intimidated. The big bear of the rush hour, Andrew Jusnik and Jumma. G'day, Jusnik.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be back. We had a couple of days off due to the cricket, Lou, and I thought the Australians and the Poms could have just stretched out today's play, and we may have had today off, but that wasn't the case, Luke.
I'm a little flat, and I'm not sure who to be angriest at most. The English, for not putting up a good enough fight, or our boys, just a bit too hard on the throat. I mean, could have strung it out for a day. And I look at it now, and across the weekend, where is the traditional Brisbane thunderstorm that holds up 2 hours of
Where's
play?
Where's that gone?
They could have sent it spiralling into a fifth afternoon, and we would have been at home or at the beach. Phones off, not even on. Walking the aisles of Bunnings, leaving your phone at home.
I would have had me Daniel Craig bathers on down the ocean there.
Would have been a sight.
No doubt, Lulu.
Would have been a sight.
But anyway, good win by the boys.
Outstanding work. Yep. I tell you what I do now as we get our eyes firmly set on test number two here at the Adelaide Oval. Yeah. Shout out to Hoffy and the boys.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Photo shoot
will be coming very, very soon. I'm predicting maybe Wednesday's front page. So Hoffy and Co, now's the time to get a little bit of extra gym, bit of primping and preening. Hey, try out some different machinery, some different poses.
It
boys.
Won't hurt.
Work it.
Yeah.
Work those angles. I mean, we've seen...
Keep an eye on that.
We've seen the big spread of the roller and everything else.
Pumps all
the
bits.
I need to see a little bit of flair this time. You guys, you got a tradition to keep up now. You got to give us something. I want to race out to buy the Tizer on a Wednesday.
They'll get front page or back.
If they don't.
What do you think?
I'd go front.
Yeah,
personally.
Okay.
I mean, they're the show.
Our curators do a great job.
There. And, you know...
Hoffy and the boys. They listen. They love the show.
Where's the podcast, Hoffy? Where's the podcast talking about turf cut design? Are we going diamonds, crosses, crisscrosses, big strips? What are we working on this time around?
Pink ball too.
And the key, who's getting airtime on Channel 9? Who's just walking in back a shot of heels, slats, and co? Boys, that's your role.
There's some camera shots to be had.
How many times can Hoffy's name get mentioned?
Well, I'll be a few.
You know? Is he wording up the Channel 9 commentary box? Is he loading him up with a little bit of intel? All that sort of stuff. I mean, is he doing a night water?
Will he get a spray tan done?
Yeah, that's what I mean. All
you know,
that
would he
sort
go and
stuff.
See Treads during the week to get a bit of a cleaner?
Are they dropping down, doing a few push-ups in between all the ground inspections? Hey, half hour watering, half hour push-ups.
That's it.
Half hour push-ups. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is prime time for Hoffy
These
and
boy,
Co.
Yeah.
This could launch him. Yeah. This could get him into
national stage.
Think the Pirelli tyre. I mean, tyre calendars.
Oh, nice.
Which have probably outgrown themselves these days, given the current climate, you know, where I'm at. But could you imagine Hoffy and the boys making those guys at Lords and the really big cricket rounds about jealous of a big calendar. They can get a calendar together, these blokes.
Come on, boys.
I mean,
right.
Wind them up, Offie. Yeah. Get them ready to
Come
rock
on.
And roll.
We'll be
I
watching.
Want to see. And whoever is doing the editorial and the decisions at the ties.
Yeah, get them in.
I think Wednesday's the day.
Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Righto. Right.
We ready?
Yeah.
Murph, good to see you.
Good to see you, Murph.
Family, great to have you on board up next. Oh, geez. We're going to talk to a man who loves himself.
Oh, no.
Loves a look at himself. Doesn't matter what he's wearing. The one and only Gus Warland, who was a big part of our cricket commentary of Test Cricket, Triple M rocking the Ashes this summer. Jeepers. Gus is going to join us next with his official match report from the Gabba.
It's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen. Imran Allah.
Wouldn't mind a shout out, Hoffy. Give us a call if you can. 133353.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food. And now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Going to be chatting to Luke Longley, basketball legend, very soon with the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Triple M rocks the Ashes all summer long. Obviously coming to town for test number two very, very soon. This man, big part of our team, Gus Wallen. Gussie boy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Gus and Louie, good to have you.
Gus,
good to have you on the line, brothers. How are you?
Oh, mate, we're great. With the first test in our back pocket, 10-wicket win. Very impressive stuff by the Aussies. You were there, my friend. Boys are in good nick.
Yeah, it was wonderful. The first 3 days, you could have to say it's 50-50, and in fact, probably England just a nose ahead. But, day four, so powerful, the Aussie team. The quicks did their job, and we're a wrap through them. And Lyon, he's just getting better and better. I think we can just put everyone who just bags Nathan Lyon, you know, behind his back, let's put that aside now. He's a world-class off spinner, doing it summer after summer. And then, of course, wonderful last night, got to lose a couple of wickets. And today, England really rolled up, and they just said, look, get this done as quick as possible, please.
Gussie, no stakes, no England, as far as I'm concerned. But the Aussie selectors got it right, Gussie.
They did. We had Mark Waugh in the, believe me, he was smiled like a Cheshire cat, the big fella. Yeah. Not so flash when Bancroft went for five and when Payne put down the nick off line. But at the end of the day, he was absolutely thrilled. They pulled the right cards there. Payne looked really good last couple of days in the field. And Bancroft, you know, 80-odd not out on debut. You probably think he's booked his spot for the rest of the series now. And he seems a test player. You know what I mean? You can just see him and go, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And Sean Marsh, the much maligned Sean Marsh, he's sweet as well, as long as his body's held up.
Gussie, I think the big one is that we've got to grab Uzi Khawaja, our boy, and just bowl some spin at him until he just falls asleep. Come on.
I think if you bowl spin, he's fine. He just doesn't like slow, straight stuff. Like, he just misses that straight one. Like, it's not even an arm ball. It's like when the boat just bowls it slow and you think you're just going to knock him in the nets. And he just seems to miss him. He missed him in Bangladesh. He's missed him everywhere the last couple of years. So I'm hoping that he might come into some form in Adelaide. And we cannot wait to get to Adelaide. Day-night test, Matt. Oh, yeah. And England most likely to have their best chance of winning with James Anderson there. So let's hope we can do it again and go 2-0 up. And then it's all over because this mob's pretty demoralised already.
They seem to do their best work at night, the English. Obviously, the consideration with Johnny Bairstow and his unusual way of saying hello. I thought, geez, if Bancroft was impressive, Gus, on the pitch, he was most impressive at the press conference where he was handling it and talking about having the heaviest head in the WA squad and defined headbutt, and he's got a different way of greeting people. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, he's clever in the way he stared down Anderson when he threw it at him last night as well. It just sort of shows that sort of mental side of it. He's pretty good. Bairstow I met the other day, and he's when you meet one of those blokes and you just go, just relax, mate. Like, it's so intense. Yeah, like, just have a beer, relax, camp in, or just sit down over here. You know, the world's not all over your shot. He's really super intense, and he's a ginger nut. Yeah. He's got a real sort of attitude about that, I think. And you can see him doing what he did to Bancroft, and you can see Bancroft going, mate, just, you know, piss off. And then they eventually carried on drinking together, which is nice. So, a bit of a non-story.
Yeah. Gus, what about the elite performance of our Triple M commentary team led by you? You got Phil Tufnell, what a character. Scarla Nisha, she's a star, isn't she?
She's a ripper. She was very ordinary this morning. She went on the drink last night with Gilchrist and Ponting.
Good.
And that is a massive error. She is a two drinks and I'm going to my room.
Yeah.
She's not a girl. She likes to get out of trouble. She's got a fiancé back in the UK, trying to keep herself nice and tidy.
Yep.
She found herself out and about with those lunatics last night. And when I asked her at the end of, I got three balls today, boys, the last three balls of the test match.
Yep.
So thanks very much. Can put the invoice in. And and I said to Wish, mate, you must be gutted, mate, after 3 days, blah, blah, blah. And she said, that. You can hardly get a word out.
Yep.
And I said, okay, thanks. Over to you, Kerry. And we sort of finished off the test match. So, yeah, she's a ripper. We loved them all, actually. They're all good fun, and we have a lot of fun. I think people look at us and realise perhaps that's the way cricket should be commentated on now, because it's dull enough. You need to have a bit of excitement in the commentary.
Jeez, great to hear that Ricky turned back the clock and grabbed a bit of beef and bourbon form there. I remember it well. I used to have a few beers with Ponce back in the day. No, that is exciting stuff. Cannot wait for you to get to town, you boys. Really looking forward to this second test, as you said. Day, night, a pink ball. Loving your work, Gus. Keep it up.
That's a pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys, and see you in Adelaide on Friday, Arvo.
The only catch, Gus, is we don't have a pool for you to strip down to your budgies. Where would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Anywhere you want me to go and get my gear off, I'm happy as Larry to do it. I am literally ready to rock and roll.
Oh, no, loving your work, Gus. Thanks for your time.
See you, guys. Bye.
Well done.
Here is Triple M's very own, Gus Wallen.
Great call.
It's the rush hour. Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M for Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. Luke Longley, 20 minutes away on the rush hour. We got Tyson Edwards as well after 5. It's Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
I was born with a stiff.
Stiff or soft?
You're always back. Never had it for a while. Yeah. You're either stiff or you're soft. Yeah. Pretty straightforward. Yeah. Anything can happen in life. You can take two approaches. One, you're stiff. Mm. The other, you need to harden up, Princess, because you're a bit soft. I'll kick you off today, Juice. The Redbacks. Rock and roll by Tassie and Shield. Three ducks in that first innings.
Four, Dale.
Four all up.
Yeah. In the first innings.
Four in the first innings.
Yeah, and one in the second.
Jeez, five by stiff or soft.
Joe Minnie got two consecutive ducks. They're soft. Poor performance. All out for 141 in the first dig against Tasmania. Yeah. Tasmania hasn't won a Shield game in nearly 2 years.
Yeah. Make Jackson Bird months. Rocking and roll.
Jackson Bird bowling 125 Jeez. Ks. Yeah. Please.
Bowling machine. Next.
Nah. Boom. So, nice. Yeah, good call, Caro.
All right. Can I roll again while I just were at it? Moeen Ali for the stumping. I mean, that line looked to be awfully thick in spots and then thin in spots. Stiff or soft?
I think he's stiff. They didn't have the right camera angle for the one that to make that permanent decision.
Is cricket the only sport in the world where on the line's not in?
Well, they are. They are. But you've got to have any part of your foot has to be behind it. But I felt there was just a smidgen of a sole behind the line.
Especially the time. Because it's the timing as well of the collection of the
beautiful
bale coming
stumping
off.
By Payne.
Yeah, it was a nice little bounce back.
They need a drone. They need to get a drone back. Whack it at the top there. That would have got it done easy. Anyway, good call, Carrot. Dale Lewis, no show at the Triple M Christmas show on Friday night. Stiff or soft?
Yeah, I mean, too, you could probably walk it down both parts on this one. Stiff that he had to go to his daughter's netball and to a young family, But then soft, got home, took the easy option out, said it's all too hard. Then the other one, stiff, that he got a text from Jars suggesting, mate, steer clear, I'm owning the show tonight. take it or leave it. I appreciate the spotlight because,
all right,
you know.
Champ. Nah. At least you fessed up.
Had I sort of got there. Oh, can I go back at you? Stiff or soft, Mark Ricciuto being tagged out of it by your good self at the Christmas party.
He was stiff. Can I give you another one?
Yep.
The Wallabies losing to Scotland. Stiff or soft?
That's not stiff because you're playing in great country. That's your boys, isn't it? Unbelievable.
And where's my Scottish
music? No, he didn't organise it. That's why he hasn't got it. Scott McLaughlin.
Oh.
Shelby Power Racing. He's only had to finish 11th. Yeah. And then takes out Lounsey with about a lap and a half to go. Gets a penalty. Misses out on winning his first championship. Stiff or soft?
Soft. Scotty Soft. Had one hand on the cup on Saturday.
One hand on it.
He didn't. He was polishing it.
Apparently they unlocked the glass cabinet.
Good call. Yep.
Yes.
Pauline Hanson won nation in Queensland state election. Is she stiff or soft?
Oh, I tell you.
She's getting smashed.
She's becoming irrelevant. That's a brand new part for that. Murph, hit one of my theme songs there.
Anyone?
No, the one involving the gardener.
Oh.
Stiff or soft? No takers? All right, fair, cool. Can I say this and have the next piece ready for me, Murph? Stand-up paddleboarder out off Henley Beach the other day when the siren rang.
Three and a half. Metre point shark down there at the moment.
White pointer.
He's a white pointer. He's about 3.5 metres and he's patrolling Brighton and Grange jetties. And a bloke was there on his board when the siren went.
Oh, did he panic?
He's
a long way out.
Geez, and he paddled back. His shoulders were burning when he realised.
See, we've had Grange 5 days in a row and we've had umpteen up and down the coast. I'm starting to think they're just toying with us at the moment. And if we're able to sort of get inside their mind, this is what I'm thinking this bloke, this shark, this big white pointer said to his mate, because I reckon there was two there. I reckon he said to his Rio this the other day.
Tara, this is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby.
Negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
No, ma'am, this is not a good idea.
No, ma'am. I mean, it's funny, isn't it, that the shark's name were Mav and Goose.
And you get a chance to see the blokes in the rush hour, Jars and Louis, on Thursday. Jars, you know where we're going to be on Thursday?
Yeah, the Coopers Ale House, Lulu and Shawnee, down at Jepp's Cross.
It's doing so well, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Not sure we're a visual medium.
Well, I don't know. I think Jars scrubs up pretty well.
I said the Coopers Ale House.
No, you did. But we're talking about, the fact that people get to see you and touch you and sort of be really close to you.
I don't give a stuff about that. I just give a stuff about the lineup is absolutely magnificent.
It's incredible,
well,
isn't it?
What I'm laughing at the moment is new Adelaide recruit Bryce Gibbs live on breakfast at 7 a.m. He's got to go traverse right across town to get out there. I think he was the, of the understanding it might have been an afternoon shift. he may have got that one wrong, Gibbsy. So he'll be out there bright and early. Thirsty Merc at 8 o'clock. Lovely. KG's Trivia Comp.
Oh, that's brilliant.
2 o'clock's about the time you want to roll in. If you've got to do a little bit of work, here's the plan right now.
Right.
Let's just put nose to grindstone for the first couple of days of the week. Bank yourself a couple of hours for about a 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock knockoff on Thursday.
Yeah, yeah,
Gleeso's running the 8-ball comp from 2 o'clock.
Nice.
Mods will be there from 4 with us, the rush hour.
Yeah.
We've got the business card draw. If you're there when it's drawn at 4:30, it doubles from 1,000 to 2,000.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish with the opening song of the Angels. And then you just rock on, which will hopefully be a balmy night.
Oh.
Out of the Cooper's Ale House.
And
as we
there.
Like to call it, the shops.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
I look forward to it.
You're right.
And that'd be in the beer gun, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're angry? You mad with me or something?
Meat trays, ashes tickets, motorised eskies.
Stop it.
Need I say any more? Get along.
We'll be there.
Yeah. Thursday, we're broadcasting live from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Cooper's Ale House, Jepp's Cross with Triple M.
Righto, Jazz. Australian sporting legend on the line right now. The one and only Luke Longley. Luke, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me again.
Game 2, Boomers back at home tonight here in Adelaide. First time in 10 years that the Boomers have been back
too long,
in
Luke.
Town. Absolutely.
That's too long, Lulu.
What have we done, Luke? What have we done? cannot wait to see the action. The boys were in good nick the other night, so I would expect that we should be able to win Game 2 as well.
Yeah, we'd expect so. Obviously, I think the world's expecting us to, but anyone that's played sport knows that it's not quite as easy as that, and we've got some challenges tonight. And it should be good viewing. I think Japan are better than they showed against the Philippines, and they gave us all we could handle in the first half again in Beirut. So, and nice to be doing it in front of an Adelaide crowd too.
What can we expect tonight, though? The boys are seen to be firing up in terms of, you know, intensity, and Mitchie Creek, that jam the other night was just outstanding. Sobes has got a bit of swagger about himself, and everybody is sort of auditioning because the NBA boys, when we get to the big show, are all going to come back, so spots are tight.
Spots are tight, and this new format where we think we've got a dozen or so qualifying games over the next couple of years, so all these guys get plenty of chances to audition, and half of it on home soil, which is great, and that's why it's been 10 years. We haven't done it this way really before, so they've all been really great about it. They all understand that there's guys coming in from overseas, but you know, you do the maths, there's 7 or 8 of those, and you know, who knows if one or two of them have contract problems or something. So there's possibly there's sort of 3 or 4 or 5 of these guys that end up in Tokyo.
Now, Luke, one of our favourites here is Nathan Sabe. He's Louis's boy. Adopted him 2 years ago in the 36ers program. Looks like he's a bit shot in confidence in terms of his shooting. Have you had a bit of a chat to him about that?
Well, I haven't had to because we haven't seen that in practice and in the game. He's been shooting fine. I think it's just maybe sometimes when you get stuck in a rut, it changes as good as a holiday, they say. And certainly he's impressed me coming into our group. He's been confident. He hasn't hasn't been overconfident. He's been great. And he's picked things up very quickly. He's sort of obviously smart basketballer. And, and he'll get a run tonight for sure.
Let's track across to the NBA. One man who is doing things that I suppose people projected him to do, but he had to sit tight with an injury. Ben Simmons, Luke Longley. Tell us about this kid because... I mean, he's transcending basketball at the moment here in Australia. Everybody wants to know what he's up to.
Yeah, well, he's the real deal, and he's proven that. It's great that he's lived up to the hype. I think we're all going to benefit from him living up to the hype. And he's got a lot of upside yet. I mean, his game is still evolving. I think sitting on the sideline for him actually really helped him. He got to sort of learn the game without the pressure of playing. So that wasn't all bad, especially considering his age. It's just impressive to see him putting it together the way he is.
Luke, you've been there, done that. Basketball?
No, I haven't done that.
No, yeah, actually, fair call. He's doing some stuff a lot of people haven't done. I'll take that back. I'll redirect the question. I was just thinking, if he continues to where he's going and basketball's had that little bit of a rocky ride, especially here in our country, I kind of see it as a real Greg Norman-esque type career here happening. If he's able to keep going on the trajectory he's on, the basketball kids that are going to come through, this next generation are going to be exposed to Ben Simmons playing big-time ball in the States. You'll see it filter back, and I think it might be a chance for basketball to boom again.
Yeah, no doubt. I think Benny's definitely well positioned to do that. However, I think basketball is rebounding, not to use a basketball analogy. Already, I think you're seeing the NBL getting much more interesting and much more competitive. And I think people are, you know, seeing the Dellavedovas and the Joe Ingles and the, you know, for want of a better word, the sort of more average looking Joes getting across the NBA and being successful. So I think that's already happening. I think Ben's just going to be the icing on the cake because he's that exciting sort of style player that people can sort of, you know, really dig, and he's fun to watch. I've been watching him, I've got to admit.
Off the cuff question for you. We have premiership reunions here in Australia, 10-year ones and everything else. What about with the Chicago Bulls? Does that happen in basketball?
Well, it does, I suppose. We haven't had one yet with the Bulls. And the trouble for someone like MJ is there's six of them in 8 years. You're really having a party every year. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, he needs to aggregate them somehow.
Yeah, just one every 10 years.
Yeah, I think we're probably just about due. You know, it's different. You know, sports in America is different. Now, I'm close to all those guys, but it is still a very different feel. Having said that, I imagine that one day we'll have a reunion, but it'll have to come from MJ probably, or Phil.
Yeah, it'll be a fair party, I reckon. Hey, Luke, thank you so much for your time. Great insight. We cannot wait to see the boys in action tonight against Japan, Titanium Security Arena, tip-off at 7. Luke Longley, thank you so much.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for having me on board.
It is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on Triple M. Another couple of drafts happened today. Pre-season draft, it was off. All 18 weren't interested, Jars. And then Carlton said, hang on a minute. Actually, we've changed our mind. Can we have it back on for us, please? And they picked up ex-Port Adelaide player Cam O'Shea. So well done, Cam. Yeah. Nice little gamble. He's a good mid-sized defender who, when he was at his best, had good leg speed and good jet drive off halfback.
Okay.
And as expected, Port Adelaide have rookie listed Lindsay Thomas, the Kangaroo. So Lindsay's coming to town.
Got a lifeline, Lindsay Thomas.
Geez, here's the CV they've been able to put together out there. Port, they just
and
keep
Stewie Camry going to the Geelong.
Stewie Cramery. Nice. Yeah.
That's his third club, isn't it?
Well, it's worth a punt, the Cats. They need another good size forward, and it's not going to cost them anything. It's 50 grand plus change on that one when it comes to rookies. And Cam Ellis-Yelman, this is good news, redrafted by Adelaide on the rookie list. So he's going to be okay and be able to try and get back to his best after recovering from that knee injury.
Okay, Lee.
Some things you never recover from, and that is when you don't call the Duck Club hotline.
Yeah.
If you don't out yourself or get named and shamed, you can't shake off the blues making naught.
It's like a stigma that you got for the rest of your life as a cricketer.
It's a stench, and people in your friends in your circle will say, what's that smell? Yeah. And you don't even know you've got it.
You drive into the car park, and you bring your coffin out of the car and you walk towards your mates. They're talking about you.
The stench of failure. Yeah. Just follows you around.
Because he hasn't rang through and purged.
8299-8091. Not too late to call the Duck Club hotline. Of course, we're expecting some big names to call through today.
Especially from the Redbacks.
Absolutely.
They made four ducks against Tasmania. Mm. Callum Ferguson, Alex Carey, Dalton and Joe Minnie, who made consecutive ducks in that game. So he should be dropped.
Why no using Dalton's first name? Everyone else got a first name there.
Don't, Luke.
Hey?
I'll just call him Dalton.
John?
Well, if it's John Dalton, it's John.
Bring your stats up and get it right and be personal with a Rush Hour. You're not about playing favourites. Get it up and find out his first name.
He's not. I haven't embraced him.
Get it up
yet.
Now. I'm waiting.
I haven't embraced him yet, Luke.
Well, that's why he's probably failing at the top of the order. He played it one. He doesn't know where his leave zone is, Jar.
Sorry, young man.
The leave zone. Hurry up.
You've got 10 seconds.
Get it up now.
Is it Jimmy Dalton?
I don't know. Is it John? Is it Jimmy? Is it James? You can call him whatever you like, mate. You never know anyone's name.
It is the Rush Hour, though, with Charles and Louis on Triple M. Charles and Louis at Triple M.
Jeez, I love that song. Loving that
it's
at the moment.
Song. Yes, Luke.
Wanting to buy a gift for Christmas. So we're all thinking about it right now. We put the tree up on the weekend. Get this into your mind frame. Driving lessons, gift packs from RAA. And RAA members right now, Jars, they save on these driving lesson gift packs this Christmas. The reason I bring it up, we got tapped on the shoulder today, you and I, when we came into work after a little reshuffle of desks, that management, and I think we're doing this across the country, that they just want to check that we're doing the right thing out on the roads. As we're representing our company at all times. You would have seen some of the other companies have it on the back of their cars. Mm. If you see someone not driving well, you can report them.
Yep.
Our management, thinking that we're probably the two loose cannons of our network here, want us to undergo a driving test with RAA, and we're going to do it tomorrow, 12 o'clock.
Excellent.
You and I.
Excellent. Right?
And for everybody else's sake, we're going to film it, and we're going to put it up. Actually, we're going to do it Facebook Live, I think. This is going to be interesting. Each other will be in the car whilst the other is undertaking the test.
Okay.
Instructor in the side seat. I might see if I can put my instructor in the back.
Yep, yep.
And we're going to go through it all because, and I would suggest this, and this, you know, every time I walk into this studio, I am whinging about some of the driving skills of people out there.
It does.
I reckon we should be able to buy these gift packs and give them to adults.
I like it.
Just for a little refresher course. All right. So tomorrow, Jars and I are going to go and sit it because management think we need, you know, to be able to drive correctly out there, which we think we can.
And every now and then you need a little top up.
It doesn't
hurt. Remind you.
Don't be too proud.
No.
All right. So, and it's not a competition. That's what I think. That's what they tried to do. They wanted us to go head to head and try and split us.
No.
We're a bit too tight for that.
So how do we find out who wins?
Oh, pretty straightforward.
What do you mean who wins? No competition.
Score, you've got to
drive safely.
When you got your lesson.
It's got to be resolution.
As long as you drive safely. That's the win.
I'm picturing Mike.
Jeepers.
Greg Brady versus Marsha Brady. egg on which is that?
I remember that episode.
And just so you can park the closest with it. And let's put us in a car that doesn't beep when you get close and have the parking sensors.
So I'm Marsha Brady again.
Yeah, Marsha.
Ends up getting all the bloody female.
Well, you know, actually, bring me a pair of your flares and I'll look like Greg.
Yeah, big shout out to RAA. If you are an RAA member, don't forget those driving lesson gift packs. Brilliant idea for Christmas.
I look forward to the chat with Mike in the den. Hope you're having a cracking Monday afternoon. A big second hour to come on the Rush Hour for many reasons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, my late mother, who was born and bred in Glasgow, sent me a message this morning to make sure that I mentioned our other country, where I'm obviously connected to, the Highlands.
Yeah, William Wallace.
William, that we knocked off the Aussies.
Well played.
Very emotional scenes. 53-24. Smashed them!
It is a touch-up, and it will be haggis all round at the German House tonight. Yeah? You on the haggis tonight?
Yeah. We cook a pot, so.
Oh, that's very
well
nice.
Well done.
It doesn't say much for us, though, does it? Really?
Oh, no.
We're on the spring tour. It's coming to an abrupt, ordinary finish.
The old Chico
Tell you
roll.
What wasn't an ordinary finish.
Yes, Lee.
The supercars. Well done to Newcastle. Boy, did that look spectacular. And what a race. Jamie Wincup, our boy, title number 7.
I crossed the line and I thought I was second, and asked the guys and girls, what's going on? Fill me in. And then I just heard screaming down the radio. So I thought, this is looking good.
Scotty McLaughlin, Shell V Power, just was one hand on the cup and just got a late penalty for taking Lounsey out. So if you didn't see it, get a copy of it. Watch it if you can. The last 20 laps.
Terrific race.
Just unbelievable.
And Newcastle, golf clap.
Outstanding.
How good's that circuit? Oh. That's there forever.
That is. I don't want to preempt anything for 2018. Yeah. The show could get to Newcastle. Could it not?
Have you got family there?
Could it? No, but geez. Good friend of the show, used to do the buttons. Nick Gill is based there these days.
Oh, the EAM.
He used to coach the EAM.
Yeah, my boy.
But just the look of the place. Oh. You know, and you know we love the smell of high octane on this show.
All right.
And Tommy Rockcliffe spoke too about joining Port Adelaide. The great man should be a very handy acquisition.
Yeah, absolutely. I think no one could understand what he's gone through, but yeah, we didn't really touch on that. He's obviously going really well. He was covering the ground really well, and he's probably a little bit the same as me. He'll be building up towards Christmas, and then after Christmas he'll be probably back in the full training, and he's really excited for, hopefully he can have a really good year.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking off air before about a new mantra for 2018, this show. And it certainly won't be elite standards.
No.
That was Rockcliffe on Robbie Gray. They ran together training. The grab Murph was Rockcliffe on joining Port.
I switched off. Honestly. Yeah. I'm dealing with...
It's okay.
No,
it's okay.
Not,
we've been away for
it's
a little
not,
bit.
It's not.
And
okay.
The year's almost done. He's been pretty handy for most of the year, Murph.
Not good enough. So. Lindsay Thomas has gone to Port Adelaide too.
LT is out there in the rookie draft. And Jackson Edwards has gone to the Adelaide Crows. Cam Ellis-Yolman is also.
Patrick Wilson from the Sturt Football Club. They've provided at least 7 players.
Jeez.
So Marty Matner needs to find some young talent.
They had their carcass picked.
Well done. And Cam Ellis-Yolman got a rookie contract. Oh, he'd be filthy with that, Luke.
Yeah, they didn't show much faith, did they?
No, I don't know.
You know what? The worst thing that happened to Cam was the fact that the midfield stood up so brilliantly this year.
Okay.
Where they thought they had issues in depth and he was being groomed as the big body mid.
He was too.
All right, time to get down to some serious business.
Don't
and that is
up,
the business of giving away cash.
The Rush Hours Quiz with No Name.
Yeah!
thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1300 Automasters.
Chin up, Murph. It's all good.
Not good enough. Fair dinkum, not good enough.
Oh, coming from one bloke.
Pots black.
Jeez. Hey, boys, can we just keep it together for five more days? Who's playing the quiz today? Breathe, Juice.
Okay, we're going to go down to Hendon and say hello to Dorian. G'day, Dorian.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Very well.
That's an unusual name, Dorian. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, you know, that's how you say it.
Well done, Juice. I'm just checking because the man's a linguistic machine.
What's your nickname?
Dorza.
Dorza, right. That's what we go with. Dorza.
Either.
No, it's beautiful.
Good on you, Doz.
Dorza, Automasters Lifeline. You got that up your sleeve. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Time will start at the end of the first one. We wish you all the best of luck.
Dorza.
All right, Dawes, here we go. Who won the first Magellan test match between Aussies and England?
Magellan.
Australia.
Yeah, that'll do.
Name the cricketer who top scored in the test match.
Steve Smith.
Okay, which country are the Boomers playing tonight?
Automasters.
Name the local player who was picked 12 for the Crows in the AFL draft.
Darcy Fogarty.
Okay, which player with the same name as the West Indian cricketer did Port select in their draft?
Joel Garner.
True or false, Andrew Jarman made a duck on the weekend?
False.
Okay, which English cricketer is at the centre of a headbutting allegations?
Bairstow.
Who scored both goals for Adelaide United yesterday?
Quick, something going on here.
Pass.
Okay, who won the Supercars Championship on the weekend?
Wincup.
Name the country that won this year's Davis Cup?
France.
And who scored both goals for Adelaide United yesterday, quick?
Brass.
Oh.
What did he say?
Nothing. Just nothing.
Meltdown. It was a meltdown.
I made for me.
Oh, no.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Correct.
Dorza. Gee, it was a good
effort.
How
you feeling, mate?
It's a good effort.
Oh, well, I didn't realise I got that many.
Yeah, it's a sweet effort, my friend. It all came down to who scored both goals for Adelaide United yesterday. You needed Ryan Kiddo.
Mm. He's the man.
And that would have got you $1,000, but instead you're 910 less.
90
bucks.
Thanks, guys.
Well played, Dawes.
That was a very good game.
Well played, Automasters. The Boomers are playing Japan tonight. Titanium Arena, tip off 7 o'clock. Get out there and support the boys. $90, Dawes. Well played.
Thanks a lot, guys.
He's flat.
He's stiff.
I like that.
Geez, what a shame we've already done stiff or soft. could have been easily in. The quiz, of course, back again tomorrow. Yeah, big thank you to Automasters who take care of business. No, what about the second one? Read the second question.
Name the cricketer who he's got tip. Tip scored.
I mean, I almost thought it was an attempt.
What'd you cover for him?
Well,
wouldn't do that
well,
for me.
Didn't cover for me in the end. I wasn't Ron Burgundy a la
Name the
Andrew
cricketer
Jarman.
Who tip scored in the test match. Well, with New Zealand.
Did you do that on purpose?
God, you guys are amazing. Yeah. I mean, I make a minuscule mistake.
Yeah.
And yet the car crash
what
that you
got,
run you
every
have.
Year? What do you run?
AustralianRadioSchool.com.
But see, Murph, I think the reason we love to come back at you is you're a doyen.
You are an icon.
You're one of the greats of
you
the radio
You are an icon
world.
In radio.
So any chance we can just pull you down a peg, you know. Yeah. It's all said with love and fun. Mm. But, geez, I mean, if you're going to do that to me, you've got to be a bit better than that, trying to trip
and
me
Lou
up
covered
over
for you, too.
Yeah, really good job of covering
it.
Because I'm thinking about the show. You know, I'm not after some little personal vendetta.
Oh, I am.
I'm just after a free plug, that's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
I mean, where do I go to learn that?
AustralianRadioSchool.com.
Yeah.
It's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis, Triple M. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh.
Yeah, big thanks to those guys. And get on down there if you're in the market. They will certainly take care of you. Juice, Aussie, super impressive on a hard-fought first test. First 3 days, really engaging.
Very
then we
good.
Sort of put them to the sword a bit, and we ended up winning by 10 wickets. Cam Bancroft and David Warner doing the job.
Our bowlers got us the win. Oh.
20 wickets.
Nathan
that's what
Lyons
it's about,
outstanding.
Isn't it?
Yep. And no Stokes, no Poms for me. He's a massive loss.
They're one-dimensional, aren't they?
Yeah.
And Steve Smith, just outstanding. How's his record at the moment since taking over as captain? That's unbelievable.
He's elite now.
70-odd, I think, he's averaging. And Just doing great things.
Yep.
With the bat. Geez, talk about standout. Cam Bancroft's going to remember his first test for lots of different reasons. Mm. Batted really well in the second gig, but I think it was his just his emceeing.
His humour.
Of the post-match press conference. This guy, he's got a future, this kid. Mm. If he ever fails at cricket, might get him onto radio or at least some TV. Mm. Of course, he's part of the controversy centering around Johnny Bairstow and a headbutt when England first arrived on Australian soil when they took on WA over there in the pre-game warm-ups. Mm-hmm. Here is explaining that the unusual greeting that is being alleged that Johnny Bairstow gave to Cam Bancroft.
You know, I got into a very amicable conversation with Johnny, and he just greeted me with just a headbutt kind of thing. So I was expecting a handshake, but it wasn't the greeting of choice that I was expecting, and that was the way that I took it. There was certainly no malice in his action, and we continued on, having very good conversation for the rest of the evening. You know, he said sorry. For me personally, it was just really weird. You know, obviously, it was so random, and I certainly didn't expect it coming. As I said, a handshake or a hug or something like that would have been something that I probably would have expected more than a headbutt.
Brilliant.
Very nicely put. To add, I mean, there's probably a reason why he was able to take it so well.
No, he didn't, knock me over. I've actually got the heaviest head in the West Australian squad. It's been measured. There's an actual measurement for it. So, just took the blow quite well and then moved on from it. Yeah, it was a good hit. Play on.
Steve Smith was just in hysterics.
Mate, get in to do all the press conferences.
Take a leaf, everyone. Yeah. Take a leaf. You've got the biggest bonce.
Yeah.
I love it. And then sort of goes on to basically redefining the meaning of what a headbutt is.
So could you perhaps define, maybe on a 1 to 10 basis, the difference between what happened to you and a headbutt?
Oh, he connected with my head and, with a force that would make me sort of think, wow, that's a bit weird. And, that was it.
And where was it, the top of his head and then it hit you in the nose? Or what happened?
Yeah, well, headbutts clash with heads and our heads collided. So, yeah.
Whereabouts on
I
your
think
head?
I clarified it now. Yeah.
Well, no, not really, because I mean, a headbutt, you can break your nose. It can put you in hospital.
Yeah.
So
where
did the top of his head hit you?
Yeah, hit my head. Yeah.
What? Where? On the nose or your forehead or?
Forehead. Yeah. Forehead. There you go. Forehead.
There you go. Well, it's important to clarify. No, but he made a good point, because was it a Glasgow kiss, a pedo fair go? Because if you do, you normally. If you come in under and low juice, up on the jaw, you know what the intent was. He was entertaining there, wasn't he?
Very good.
Gus Wallen, Triple M's very own, who is on part of our commentary team, Triple M rocking the Ashes this summer. He had a chance meeting up in Brisbane with Johnny Bairstow and pretty much summed him up and has some advice for him as well.
Bairstow I met the other day, and you meet one of those blokes and you just go, just relax, mate. Like, it's so intense. Yeah, just have a beer, relax, camp in, or just sit down over here. You know, the world's not all over your shot. He's really super intense and he's a ginger nut.
Sounds like one of those blokes, you know, when they even hold their beer, they get the white knuckles.
Yeah, they do.
And they're just
and they look
edge.
At you funny.
Yeah.
Just, ginger nut.
Just looking for
Do we have anyone in this building that's a bit like that?
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we? He's just sitting out there. So we're going to talk about him. He's suggesting Flack's got Johnny Bairstow tendencies.
He looks like Johnny Bairstow.
I wasn't at the Christmas
Without the
party.
Gloves.
How did he perform?
Oh, he didn't give much.
Did
he just swaggered in. He looked like Al Pacino out of a Scarface with his outfit.
Hard to see that, given he's a ginger nut and he's a bit stocky, it's more Al Pacino-esque. And it would assume that you describe everyone as Al Pacino-like with buttons undone down to chest. In fact, I guarantee you'll mention that again before this show is done.
It's the rush hour.
Trust me,
of course it is.
Just keep listening, you'll know.
Triple M.
There's Flack there.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh. It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
He's got him first ball.
It's time to face the music.
LBW first ball.
On the Rush Hour, it's time.
He cannot do anything right with the bat.
For Duck Club.
Five ducks in a row.
Yeah, back again every Monday on the Rush Hour. If you've got naught, purge. Purge. Week's a long time in cricket when you haven't made any runs and you let your team, your family, yourself down. If you don't purge, you can carry that. You can take that home. Mm. It infiltrates your family life, your work life, your performance. Mm. And
your relationship with your partner.
Yeah, absolutely. And most importantly, around the club, you become a dead weight, something they've got to carry. If you get that off your chest, things change.
Yeah.
You know, luck starts to return to you.
There's a stench around you.
Oh, there is. You know, and a lot of you wonder why the boys won't sit next to you.
And don't want to shout your frothy.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Because you haven't purged.
And most importantly, and if you know individuals who aren't keen on purging, this is the name and shame part of the game. 133353, you can get through today and you can out them live on air. If you'd like to go via the Duck Club hotline, which has just been a just massive success this summer, 8299-8091. That's the one you get to, and you're guaranteed to get on the air as well. So.
We've had young 12-year-olds ring up and purge. Their careers are going to be wonderful now as young cricketers.
What about Padman on Twitter? Proud to have both my boys join Duck Club on the same day. Oh. Connor and Braden, Paraka under 12.
Well done, Padman.
Padman, the family business.
Yeah. See, Padman's got to walk around the cricket club knowing his two colts have made a duck for the Paraka Footy Cricket Club.
He's done those two boys.
Absolutely.
One of the greatest pieces of parenting you'll ever see.
He's named
and shamed them on air. And now those two boys at the net session this week, instead of a bit of hit and giggle and trying to put them over cow corner jar, they'll be working on technique.
Yeah.
They'll be just getting through more throwdowns during the week from Dad when he's got a bit of time, daylight savings wise. All right.
Okay,
I'm loving the work on that.
Right.
Righto, the hotline's been going berserk. Going to reel a couple off for you first up. Matty Overall first.
Yeah, Matt Overall from the Counter Bay Cricket Club. Got a second bowler on Sunday. Really needed the captain's innings. He's let the whole side down.
Skip. Seems to be happening a lot. Boys are gassing with the leadership, aren't they? Yeah, it's a bit like Murph today, a bit. But that's
he has had a four game.
I tell you what, speaking of three in a row, check this one out.
Hey, boys, Josh from Cherry Gardens here. I was really hoping not to have to speak to you this year. Got away with no ducks last year as well, so I haven't had one in almost 2 years. But on the weekend, it wasn't good. It just wasn't a good day for the team all round. Played for Scott Creek Ironbank. Where Jars used to coach footy, as you probably know, but C grade and we were playing the top team undefeated. They're now 5-0 because they wiped us by almost 100 runs.
How did you get out, Josh?
We got skittled for 88. Came in, it was 5-43.
Yep.
Coming in at 7. Felt really good at the crease. Actually, was in a while with the bloke who ended up making most of our runs. And
irrelevant.
Feeling really good. Feeling about the best at the crease.
How'd you get out, Josh?
Played and missed at one. All the feelers around the bat. The All Gate Cricket Club were getting into me. I nearly nicked off there. He's about to go. He's got no idea.
Because
they were all going at me.
I hear the
very quiet call of my partner saying yes for one because the keeper had actually fumbled it. And my partner wanted to go for a bye. And I looked up and he's almost beside me going yes again. Going bowler, bowler, bowler. So I ran, stretched out as far as I could.
Short and sharp, Josh.
By a foot and basically got sacrificed because the call wasn't loud enough. So,
I am blaming his calls
my partner. The man is a brilliant man, my partner. As I say, he made 40 out of 88 runs. So I don't want to dob him in, but there was no loud call there and definitely nothing that was audible that I could hear over the top of the fielder.
So
I'm saying I've got to run out for a duck. Wasn't my fault, but I'll try and make sure I don't get another one this year, boys.
Run out for
Hopefully you won't be hearing from me again this season on the Duck Club. Got to better do the right thing. Get the karma going your way, cricket karma going your
absolutely.
Way. So thought I better dob myself in.
Yep.
Duck's a duck. I'm on the line.
How long that go for?
I tell you what, I don't know.
How long that go for?
I hope he's got a good phone plan. Short and sharp, Josh.
I don't want to know no backstory. I don't want to know about the bloke you're batting with. I don't know whether the keeper phone.
Just tell us, you made a duck, I got run out, and I'm disappointed, but I've purged. Now move on.
He blamed everyone but himself.
He did too.
So that's not the idea of purging.
Hang on, what's that from Marcus on the Twitter family, Lily?
Boys, I got a purge. Got a six baller. Six ball duck on the new Ashes cricket game on PlayStation. Not happy with myself. Skip down the Southern Expressway. Easy.
Beautiful.
And you'll be there and you'll be in yourself in a brand new set of wheels.
Good
All right, Duck Club, we're doing it right now. Let's get to the phone. Juice, please.
Daniel of Two Wheels Cricket Club. G'day, Daniel.
Hello.
Charles and Louis.
Danny, how old are you? You're my young man.
I am 12.
All right, and you're ringing because?
I got a duck today. Oh.
Talk us through it. What happened?
Daniel.
So I was running, like, my friend was running down the pitch and he was down at my crease.
Yep.
And I got out because I didn't want to get him out, so I ran down the pitch.
Sacrificed.
And tried to get to the other crease, yeah. But I got run out.
Run out for a duck.
So whose call was it, Daniel? Was it your partner's or yours?
It was mine, but
good, turn the
radio didn't
want
to down. Get him out.
All right, okay. Mate. Cool. All thanks right, for purging. Well played. Good luck next week.
Jared of Jervois Cricket Club. G'day, Jared.
How you going, fellas?
Jazz, what do you got for us?
Who are you dobbing in, mate?
Good old mate, Jeff.
Jeff.
Poor old fellow likes to fill in for us. Yep. He's not really that old, but yeah, he's got 3 so far from 7 innings.
Oh, the old fill-in. Jeez.
What's his full name? We've got to know who he is.
Oh, Haslam. Last name Haslam.
Jeff Haslam. I tell you what, is it not
don't,
any...
Yeah? Don't punish me for that, Prez. He's actually the president.
Oh, that's
too,
okay. So. That's what I was getting. My next question was, if he's that poor at batting, why have him as a fill-in? But because he's president, you've got to have him.
We've got a lot of young kids trying to build up the club.
Well, he's obviously not leading by example. Thanks, Jazz. Nice work.
Cricket Club, Luke.
Righto, the hotline's been going berserk. Yeah. 8299-8091. You and I said earlier, Redbacks owe us a couple of calls. Hopefully we might have one this time around.
G'day, Jazz and Louis. Alex Carey here. It's with great disappointment that I make this phone call, but I've had to own up to getting a duck over the weekend. Jackson Bird got me LBW. In a disappointing game for the Redbacks, but we'll bounce back up in Cairns. Hopefully the rain stays away and I don't speak to you guys for a little bit longer. Hopefully not till next year. But there's a couple more boys. Obviously, Fur got one. Dolt's got one first ball of the game. So hopefully you hear from them. Mm. Cheers, guys.
Lovely work, Alex.
I love that young man.
I haven't heard from Ferg.
Although I've texted him.
We're on speed dial with Ferg.
And Johnny Dalton.
Dalt, who started the rock.
And Joe Minnie, who I said made 2. I apologise, Joe. Yep. He only made the 1 in the second dig.
Family crisis anywhere in the Jarman family?
There is. Declan Hamilton made another duck for the Paraka Cricket Club. Did he ring? Did he ring me on Saturday night and purge? Did he text me yesterday? Nah. Hiding behind the cricket nets down at Paraka. That's where he is.
Does he know?
Declan Hamilton strutting around Paraka, telling him how good he is.
Yep.
Nah.
Told us.
Should
about
be playing C grade.
Told
that
us about 100 and everything else when he got the last. I tell you what.
Very disappointing.
Is
mate.
He aware of your close relationship with the Jackal?
Yes, he is.
Well, he'd want to be careful.
Well, I'm telling you now, and he signed with the Nord Football Club. Yep. So guess what? I'm going to speak to James Fantasia about it.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Let's hope.
The president of the Nord Footy CEO.
Yeah. Let's hope, fingers crossed, that he plays a little bit better football than he does cricket.
It's the rush hour.
Hey, Deck.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Imranello. Jars and Louis. 104.7 Triple M.
Christmas party season, Juice, is here with us. It's on us. And you were at ours. We had ours last Friday night at the Old Lion.
Good night.
They're a great host. Look after us all the time.
Yes, sir.
You were representing the rush hour. I didn't quite get to this one.
What happened, Tig?
Family sporting commitments. Mm. Kids netball.
Okay.
Didn't get back in until after 8-ish, time and then to get a bit organised. Mm. It would have been 9-ish. That would have left me 2.5 hours down. On the key players. And that's just trouble on anyone's books. You know, when you're playing catch-up.
We were waiting for you.
If you've got to play catch-up, you go too fast.
It is hard.
And then it's no fun. It's an easy kill. A few blokes when you roll in fresh like that and grab a couple of scalps. And that wouldn't have been fun. And it would have been messy for all those involved. So steer clear. And the other one too, and it was a big one. And I appreciate the text for you to say, look, on fire here. You're probably good to stay away. and give you some time to shine. Because it's your big one, Papa Bear. So with it sort of being top of mind and everybody entering into the season, just a couple of tips from the big daddy here.
Just go slow. Communicate with everyone that's in the room, even if you don't know who they are.
Work the room. Oh, that's a given for you,
isn't it? Well, you just say hello and you get there and stay at least 20 metres away from the bar.
Did you remember any of the key players' names from the other day?
I didn't know who Emma Charlton was. And I apologise to Em. But I got a 3-2-1 vote, and I think every workplace needs to go over 3-2-1.
I like that stay at least 20 metres from the bar. I like that.
Yeah,
exclusion zone.
Absolutely.
And sort of get in and get out, because once you're in there, if you're leaning on it, That's trouble.
No, it's not good.
Don't hold it up because those things are built tough. Yeah. Just quickly, a couple of observations that came via my desk.
Yeah.
The dress, our theme was a little bit of disco. What'd you go
with? I had a Mick Jagger T-shirt on in the 80s.
Yeah.
All right. Sticky fingers.
What about on the eyes?
Just set of glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, just rocking some glasses.
All right, very good.
Some old ones.
Were you making some role changes for staff with a suggestion that maybe we'd be poaching a producer from another?
Yes, I was.
Another show.
Yes, I was starting to clean out the establishment.
So you were trying to poach Wag from Breakfast.
Yes.
Alice.
Little AJ.
And just bone Flack.
Flack, correct.
The Flacker. Yes, our boy,
sir.
Out there.
And he's swaggering like Robert De Niro, late.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, so he thought he was
on some kind of
Father
horse.
Christmas.
Look at me, I'm on a horse.
Yeah, but I did. I started poaching for us for next year, but Flack was right next to me when I was doing it.
That's what I heard. Right. It was none too subtle.
3-2-1 votes.
Yeah, right, okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Number one goes to Christian Howard. Yes, sir.
Or any special mentions? Anyone close?
Nah, these are the three for me. Standouts. I thought they were outstanding. Right. Christian Howard, former ex-Western Bulldogs and Glenelg footballer, outside elite left foot.
Goes by the moniker of Howie.
Howie, yeah.
Yep.
Stayed near the bar area most of the night and had always two glasses of alcohol in his
hand.
It was always.
That's
all right, so he got one vote.
Could he also be accused of maybe just getting his piece of the company pie?
Yeah, he was trying to just, he was.
Yeah.
And was sniffing around our boss, James Pedersen, a fair bit.
Brown nosing.
Two votes goes to our boss, Matt O'Reilly.
Ooh,
loud shirt. Loud. Big note in himself.
He told me he was awfully quiet.
Said the station's where we are because of him since he's been here.
Bit of me.
And I couldn't stand it.
Oh, and then put a bit of grog into it, and then it began.
It was all over the place. Geez. Then by the end of the night, every button was undone bar two.
DK Lilly.
Thought he was DK Tom Jones. So Matt O'Reilly gets two votes. And the sister of Kelly Gibson.
Oh.
Gibbs.
No.
Kelly Gibbs.
No, Kelly Gibbs. Sister of Bryce.
Called, nicknamed Deb.
Yep.
Three votes.
Three.
Ripped the place apart.
Was that her alter ego, Deb?
That's what they call her.
Deb.
So her brother started pre-season today for the Crows, Brycey.
Yeah.
Three votes. An early favourite to win it by the end of the year.
Oh, dear.
And backed up Saturday night, she told us.
Apparently a few of them went again.
Oh,
come on, Luke. Three votes.
Yep. So there you go. There, Miss 3-2-1.
I noticed she didn't give yourself a start.
Nah, look.
Look at me.
It was a good night. I just relaxed. I was talking to everyone, and that was it. And I was home by. I got home late because the taxi's disgraceful.
Yeah,
I'm serious. You can't get a taxi out of town.
You might need to get an Uber next time.
Well, I didn't even think of that.
There was a lot of talk. How do I broach this one? That you bailed up the Rupert, Mark Ricciuto.
Rupert and I were very tight for most of the night. Yes.
Yeah, and didn't let anyone else have much access. Is that a fair call?
That is because I've hardly seen him.
Yeah, Caro, is that a fair call?
Mate, that is a good call, Caro. I've hardly seen Rupert, and when I do get a one-on-one, it's good to talk about the old times when he first came to the club.
Exactly. There's a fair bit of talk that it was almost like a super tag. Name on whiteboard, big circle around it, and no one was to get into the vicinity.
And I was telling you what, I was eyeballing people, get away. You're not ready for you. Anyway.
All right, nicely played. It's a rush hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M. Righto, Jars. Father, son, Adelaide Crows, second one. First it was the Jarmas, now it's the Edwardses. Yeah. And a young man by the name of Jackson will follow in his great father's footsteps. And we've got the man on the line right now, a very proud dad, Tice. Welcome to the rush hour, and congratulations to your family, and especially to your young son.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Yeah, no, it's been... been a long wait. It's Jackson didn't play any finals footy this year, so it was a bit of a long wait for the lad. But just wrapped. He's got an opportunity. Obviously, he doesn't have to leave home, and Mandy doesn't have to be in tears for the next 3 months. And we're pumped for him. He's been itching for just a chance, and he's got that. So and it's great that he's here. So we're wrapped.
Foon Dog, expectations for young Jacko in 2018 from the Adelaide Crows.
To be honest, mate, I haven't sat down and spoken with him. We're going to have a quick chat shortly, but he just needs to get to work, and which he'll do, and just listen to the coaches here. He's had enough of me in his ear for 18 years, so it's time for him to move on, and I'm sure he'll go about it the right way and just keep improving on his game and play his part for the team, which I'm sure he will, and it'll turn out all right for him.
Tice, when did you think he was half a chance? What age did you think, hang on a minute, he might be a chance to crack this?
I don't know. I think, well, he's always been a pretty good junior, so we always thought that, you know, there might be a possibility as he's coming through the ranks. But I guess the thing we've learned is things can change pretty quickly with kids and, you know, growth spurts and development and injuries and, you know, all these sorts of things. So I guess we're a bit biased too as parents. You always think your kids are probably better than what they are, maybe. I don't know. But we've always – he's been a real disciplined, professional, driven kid all the way through. So he's played, you know, most of the rep sides for SA along his journey. So we thought he had a pretty good opportunity at some stage. But then, you know, when it comes around, you're just never sure. And Crows said they would rookie him, that's it. And then it was open to anyone else. So he could have ended up anywhere in the draft. But he's here. So, yeah, no, we're wrapped for him.
And have you locked him Mondays or Tuesdays for his game review at your house?
Oh, he's had an absolute gutful of my game reviews, to be honest. I actually had to stop that halfway through this year because he was sick of me. So I got Scotty Thompson to help him out. But
nice.
Oh, no, they just come to that point when they want to hear someone else. And he's definitely at that point. And not that he doesn't listen or anything, but it's just, you know, I don't know what I would have been like growing up. You get sick of your parents eventually. Yeah. So he's ready for some people that know what they're talking about.
Mate, it's going to be exciting for the family. He's going to play alongside his cousin, Benny Jarman, in an LA Crows jumper. So that's exciting. So a few games to go and watch now, because you, Fudd, and me in the outer, I reckon it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, there's going to be some bars that are going to get hit
very
hard, aren't they?
I'm very excited about the Tills are ringing. Local club, jeez, prosperous. Jeez, I tell you what, double order those weekends.
Yeah, they're going to have to stock up with the Edwards and the Charmans and roll into town. So, no, it's going to be great to play with his little cousin. They haven't really ever – they played a little bit of school footy early days, but they haven't played much together for a fair while. So hopefully they wax off each other and get the stats up and get some confidence and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, we're all about impact here at the Rush Hour. Foon, not stats. Congratulations, well done, mate. A really proud day for you and the family. And pass our best on to Jackson. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Good on you.
There is Tyson Edwards, 300-game superstar from the Adelaide Crows. Young son now. Rookie.
Beautiful.
Listed at Adelaide to follow in his footsteps. Yes, the waxing cousins. Look forward to that.
Mm. And really disappointed with the nephew. Made another duck, Declan Hamilton. For the Paraka Cricket Club.
Jeez, yeah, big ton and then more noise.
There's issues down there in our family.
I'm telling you right now, I don't think batting's a strength of the family.
I don't think
so. We are done and dusted for Monday. Great to be back, family. The Aussies, a big 10-wicket win.
Well,
thank you to our man, Alex Carey, for calling through.
Yeah, good boy,
hotline.
Alex.
Well played.
Yeah.
8299-8091. Last chance Duck Club tomorrow. That's a lot of people.
Mm.
Put the head on the pillow tonight, get a case of the guilts, a la Jars, who got my tickle down leg side the other week.
Yep.
And to Hoffy and the boys, who take care of everything down there at Adelaide Oval, you know, there's a chance to really do something this time
around.
Maybe a dance routine.
Yeah, do something, boys. You know,
think of something out of the box, Hoffy.
Make your equipment bloody...
pink.
Yeah,
Go pink.
Go pink.
Get it.
Spray paint the whole lot.
Get it just...
I like it, Luke.
I can just feel a cover coming on, and I really want the boys to launch.
Okay.
Enjoy your Monday night. It's a cracking night out there.
Good on your family.
Not too deep in the water if you're out.
Don't go...
Not too deep.
Be careful out there.
Not too deep. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I've got footy training at Gazer.
Very nice.
Week two in our program. So
how are they shaping up? Because, of course, you get a week's grace.
Yeah, not too bad.
Be dressed.
But tonight's on.
Correct gear.
Yeah,
correct
tonight,
attitude.
Yeah.
Correct parking.
Correct.
Correct everything.
Everything. Right. Yeah, they're going to be fines galore by our fines master, Jimmy Mapstone.
All right. Have a great night, family. See ya.
Triple M's catch-up coming up next. The best of Jars and Louis and the best of Ruined Dits.